Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, empowering the Ummah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, respected listeners of Sirius FM and Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. We welcome you to this program, Al-Fiqhu ala al-Madahib al-Arba'ah, Jurisprudence according to the four schools of thought. Today, inshallah, we will be discussing Sadaqatul Fitr as well as Eid and the day of Eid. So what acts must we do on the day of Eid and all the necessary details about Sadaqatul Fitr as well. For those who want to inquire or have any inquiries, you can send in your messages 084-786-3132. Let's welcome Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Saab. Mufti Saab, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa Zaid Khan. Jazakallahu khairan.
Mufti Saab, before we get to Sadaqatul Fitr, is there any benefit to give Sadaqah in the month of Ramadan compared to other months?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala Rasulihil Kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A hadith is mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, Ayyu sadaqati afdal, so which charity is the best? So Nabi alayhi salatu salam replied and responded and said, As-sadaqa fi Ramadan. So the charity that is given in Ramadan, that is the best. So how for other actions it will be multiplied manifold. So sadaqa also will be multiplied many, many fold, remember that. And zakat, obviously, that's compulsory. Sadaqah is voluntary charity, so you can give it to Muslim and non-Muslim. But today we're discussing zakatul fitr, sadaqatul fitr, and eidul fitr, so that the fidya and fitra, sadaqatul fitr, zakat, all that must be given to poor Muslims only.
Mufti Saab, is all this the same terms, zakatul fitr, sadaqatul fitr?
As I told before also, we need to look at the philology, history of these words, zakatul fitr. You will find in the hadith also it's used, farada rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam zakatul fitri. So fitr means that now we won't fast. So it means that that day, no, we can't fast. It's haram to fast on the first of Shawwal. So it's our day of celebration, our day of thanksgiving, our day of gratitude. Quran says, La'allakum tashkurun, chapter 2, verse 185. And remember that now we go and read Salat and so forth. You have a good meal, whatever you and all. So that's one issue. And zakat. Zakat got two meanings. One meaning of zakat is purification. So when do we pay and we are cleansing ourselves and purifying ourselves. So if you take zakat, so how we cleanse ourselves? Human nature is such, the Quran Sharif teaches us, chapter 100, verses 1 to 5. Almighty Allah speaks about the loyalty of the horses to their owner, master, and so forth. And the verses 6 to 8, Almighty Allah speaks about me and you. Innal insana li rabbihi lakanud. Verily, this human being is very, very ungrateful to his sustainer and nourisher. We disloyal and unloyal to Almighty Allah. Wa innahu ala dhalika la shaheed. And we bear witness to that. Every day we break in the laws of Allah. So where's our loyalty? Wa innahu, one person went to Hazrat Mona. Ahmad Sadiq Desai Sahib Hafizahullah Majlis, as people call him. He said, Maulana, I want to tell you something. You say so many things, but half the things we don't do what you tell us. So Maulana smiled. He said, as it is half the things we don't do which Allah Ta'ala tells us to do. You understand what he's trying to say? So he said that human nature is such, we every day we are sinning and so forth. So this is a very great quality. Wa Ibrahim alladhi waffa. to be loyal, remember that. So we are mostly unloyal, 90%, 80% of human beings, Muslim, non-Muslim. So anyway, we must remember that. So that is zakat. So when we give it out, وَإِنَّهُ لِحُبِّ الْخَيْرِ لَشَدِيدٍ. Chapter 100, Surah Al-Adiyat, verse number 8, that this human being is madly, intensely in love with this wealth of his. So therefore, what happens is this, that now to give zakat, that the love for Almighty Allah will increase and the love for wealth will decrease. So that's how we purify ourselves. You see that? Then zakat means numu. Numu means growth. Quran speaks of it. وَمَا آتَيْتُم مِّن زَكَاتٍ تُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَ اللَّهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُضْعِفُونَ. The more zakat you give solely, only for the love and pleasure of Allah, so it will be multiplied many, many fold. So you see, tonight is Laylatul Jumu'ah, and then it is Laylatul Qadr maybe. Hafiz ibn Hajar rahimahullah used to say that if you have a Jummah night, and it's an odd night, then the chances are very strong that that night will be Laylatul Qadr. You understand? So tonight, so if a person gives out voluntary charity tonight, it's excellent, you must remember like that. So zakat also is very good. So that is that. Now swadaqah. So swadaqah is what? Every Muslim, any part of the world you go, you love Allah Ta'ala. Of course I love Allah Ta'ala. You love Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Of course I love Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You love Islam, yes. But it's just lip service. So our deed and our creed has to correspond with one another. Now when we spend in the path of Almighty Allah, now the deed and the creed are corresponding. Now you are truthful. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, that you are ulaika alladhina swadaku, that when you have social responsibilities, you're spending on the yatama, you're spending on the orphans, you're spending on the masakin, you're spending on people who are in difficulty and so forth, then you are swadaku. So what salat is all that? You go the extra mile, then you are truthful. So now in our claim, we are truthful that we love Allah Ta'ala, love Nabi alayhi salam, love Islam. So that is how these words come about.
Mufti Saab, what's the verdict with regards to Sadaqatul Fitr, and what happens and what are the consequences if one leaves it out?
Remember that if a person, Sadaqatul Fitr is farz, is compulsory. Shafi'is, Maliki's, Hanbali says farz, because the Quran hadith says, Abu Dawood's riwayat hadith, farada Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam zakat al-fitri. And therefore they say farz. Hanafi say wajib. So it's just a technical difference. So all will say compulsory. And compulsory upon who? Upon you, the husband, and upon father, and you, the children, minor children also, he has to pay. So you must remember that. Hanafis, here is one technical difference here. It's just an academic discussion. So let's take your example, Mawazahid. So it's you, all your children are minors, right?
Chi.
Right. So you must remember that. So it's you, your wife, and your four children, four daughters, right? So like that. So now, according to Hanafis, if you study, Hanafis will say that it's compulsory upon you as the father to pay for yourself and to pay for your four daughters. 40 ren, 40 ren, 40 ren, 40 ren, that. So you got 160 ren. Now the question arises, is it compulsory upon you to pay for your wife? Hanafis say, no, she must pay. But if you want to pay as a loving husband and all, the amount is small, also 40 ren. So remember, so you pay on her behalf, but you must inform her or take a permission. Either you inform her or either take a permission. You got it?
Sure.
Like I pay for my wife, you understand, like that. But before paying, I tell her I'm to pay it and all these things, yeah. So that is, but Shafi, somebody, they say, no, you must pay for yourself. You must pay for your minor children and you must pay for your wife. Compulsory is upon you, the husband. Compulsory upon me. Why? Because her nafaka, her maintenance is your duty. You see that? So that ala man alayhi an nafaka. So upon whom the nafaka is, he has to pay for his wife and he has to pay for his minor children. See? So that is one slight difference there. But compulsory, everybody says compulsory. And if people don't pay it, so you must remember that, then that siyam and good deeds and all will remain suspended, baina samai wal ard, between the heavens and the earth and so forth. You see, targhib wa tarheeb and all that, you open the hadith, you will find it there. So therefore, an amount is small if you look at it, $2 basically, for those foreign listeners. So wherever you are, just work on $2. Now, you won't die if you pay $2, you know. So this type of thing. I mean, now we're not speaking of Gaza and those places, we're speaking of normal people.
Mufti Saab, if a person, or when is the last time to pay?
Remember that the hadith itself tells us, فَرَضَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمَ زَكَاةَ الْفِطْرِ. Why? تُهْرَةً لِلصَّائِمِ. See, this hadith is teaching us a big lesson. Today people have big, big seminars and all that, meetings and conference and that on zakat, on fitra. They will say is to empower the poor and thus, and all that are secondary reasons. The primary reason is self-purification. Understand? Whether it's zakat, whether it's sadaqat al-fitr. So that's the first primary. So many a time, people forget the primary objective and they lay emphasis on the secondary objective. You see? So that it shows they don't understand tafakku fi deen, fiqh, they don't understand. That's why the Quran speaks of it, liya tafakkahu fi deen. When you speak of deen, you must get tafakkuh fi deen. Tafakkuh fi deen means you don't scratch the surface. You have to go deep, deep down. Therefore, Imam Shafi'i said, open Kitab al-Janais in Tirmidhi Sharif, al-fuqaha'u a'lamu bima'ani al-hadith. Muhaddisin, they look at the words, they look at the sanad, they look at the chain and all that. But when fuqaha come, they look at the real, real deep, deep purpose of it. See, I give you an easy example. We're discussing sadaqat al-fitr. So the question arises, hal yajuzu daf'ul qima? Is it permissible to give qima? 40 rand, $2, 100 rupees, 5,000, whatever it is. You understand? So, as sadaqat al-fitr. So Imam Shafi, Imam Malik, Imam, they say, no, it's not permissible. You must give ta'am, you must give food and all that. Imam Abu Hanifa, you see, that is what makes Imam Abu Hanifa such a genius. He says, no, yajuzu daf'ul qima. So why? So when you study all the ahadith on this topic here, so one hadith you will find, ughnuhum anissu'ali zakal yawm. So on that day, the day of Eid, or Yom al-Eid, whatever the words are, you understand, is riwayat bil-ma'na. So make them independent from begging on that day. So make them independent means what? Give them something that they can also enjoy their Eid. So I'm asking you, if you're going to give everybody rice, you're going to give everybody dates, you're going to... I saw myself in Makkah, Medina, there's five beggars. So this beggar is giving that guy rice, that guy is giving this guy dates. They got full only rice and dates and this type of thing. So what are they going to do with that? You don't understand? Half they will use, half it. Half they're going to give away. So it doesn't. But you give money, so that fulfills their need properly. So then they can buy clothes, they can buy food, what they like and so forth. So that is why you need to understand these things here. So even Sadaqat al-Fitr, study this hadith on the authority of Abdullah ibn Abbas and Abu Dawood. Farada Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam zakat al-fitri, or Sadaqat al-Fitr, the word is zakat al-fitr there. Tuhratal lisa'im. So the first benefit, primary benefit, to purify the sa'im, the fasting person, min al-laghwi wa rafath. So that from this lagh, and that is this our futile, you understand, speech, we saw wrong, we heard wrong, we spoke wrong, and maybe we touched the wife or something and all. And secondary benefit, wa tu'matal lil masakin. You see, so that is there. Then we must remember that. So then Nabi alayhi salam is telling us, فَمَنْ أَدَّاهَا قَبْلَ الْإِيدِ قَبْلَ صَلَاةِ الْإِيدِ فَيَا زَكَاةٌ مَقْبُولٌ. Like now, it's 1 week left. So South Africa, Wednesday, Thursday, Eid, so most probably Thursday. So now we should be paying our fitrah already. Go yourself and give that poor Muslim person, so that you know they can buy nice food, they can buy nice clothes, all that. How we want to enjoy, they also want to enjoy. You see, now if you go to the hikmah, the wisdom, why did Islam say you must pay zakat, you must pay fitrah, you must do this, Qurbani time, you should give 1/3 to the poor, all that. You see, if you study Quran, then you'll understand Quran says, نَحْنُ قَسَمْنَا بَيْنَهُمْ مَعِيشَتَهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. We distributed for them in their worldly life, yeah. Somebody we gave lot, multi-millionaire, somebody this, and some are poor, and majority are poor. So if you take the rich, they will form 10%, 20%. The rest are middle class, and the majority are poor. So Quran says, we distributed it. Then Quran says, كَيْلَا يَكُونَ دُولَةً بَيْنَ الْأَغْنِيَا مِنْكُمْ. The wealth must not rotate among the rich only. Now this is what happens in capitalism. That's why capitalism, رَأْسُ مَالِيَا in Arabic is haram. One is that you have supply and demand. And then you have riba. Riba, interest, usury, sud, viaj, call whatever you want to, is an integral part of capitalism. You can't have capitalism without interest. You see? So then the end result of it is what? The rich end up richer and the poor get poorer. Therefore, the world is in such a mess. Yeah, you must remember that. So I sent out the other day that 9 billionaire people or families are holding on to 90% of the media in the world. Now, how does that work? So therefore, the news is always slanted. George Galloway, I sent it to you all. George Galloway said a very profound statement. George is a master, you know, I met him also. So in these things, there's very few people in the world that can beat him. He said 35,000 Palestinians died. 40,000 Palestinians died. The Western media just marginalized it, this and all this. These 6 foreigners and 1 Palestinian were targeted by the Israelis, and oh, now the Western media is up in arms and so forth. He says the Daily Telegraph had there the 3 British killed, and Sunak demands immediate investigation and so forth. He said, look at the language for Palestinians, died. As though you create the perception, impression that they just died naturally. Yeah, you say, why you don't say there also they were killed? You see? So that's how they play the mind game. They know the masses are asses and don't even understand this thing. If I shouldn't say, how the people should even understand these things here? So like that, he brings about very great points, you must remember these things here. And then today I heard BBC, you'll understand, 9 o'clock news. So they said, Israel says to accuse them of targeted killing is nonsense. So that is what they're going to say. Because they are 100% guilty as charged. But then you'll have Biden and you'll have this one and this one all making excuses, you know. So the kuffar, so we must understand. I want to show you the hikmah of this. So what will be the hikmah? If our wealth filters down to the poor, to the needy. So the next time you, Mazahi, drive your BMW, your Mercedes, your Porsche, he won't look at you with jealousy. He will look at you as his muhsin. Why? Because he knows that you are helping him. He will feel that this person, yeah, is my, you understand, well-wisher, and so forth and so on. Today you see that if you just take our newspaper here, this Sun, or this Inlands, or that Lanesia Times, and no, this last week one. They said that Inlands, they are targeting the Toyotas. You understand? Last week. So how many cars are getting stolen? Because why? Because the poor people say our whole life will work, and we're not justifying what they're doing, but I'm showing you human nature. whole life you'll wake, we won't get the car. Rather we just steal it. You understood? As it is, the government is stealing left, right and center. Today that Makula, Kukula, whatever, Nakula, whatever her name is, Speaker of the Parliament, she also resigned. You understand? And this and that. Why? $120,000, you understood, graft and all this corruption and this. So when your president is upside down, pala pala, your speaker is that, half your ministers and members of parliament are crooked and corrupted. So what they say? They say, South Africa, it pays to commit crime. There's a message you are sending. Understood? So when you are firm on corruption and so forth, sing Singapore, what they did. So those days already, I've been to Singapore. Is very, the Changi airport at that time, I should tell my wife, you know, that so many airports we landed, but there's Dubai airport and the Changi airport and all, you are considered in the top, you know, so that it's better than half the airports in America and Europe and so forth, you know. So you must understand that how these people, you know, they said when we realized there's a problem, we didn't go at the bottom, we started on top. All these ministers, all these big politicians, we went for them. And once we sorted them out, the message filtered down. You see? So that is what you need to do. Who will do in South Africa? From top to bottom. So you must remember that. So that is the problem, so you must remember. So this is Islam's wisdom, you must remember.
Mufti Saab, I have a Muslim domestic. Can I give a Sadaqatul Fitr? And will it change if it's a non-Muslim?
So you must remember, I mentioned to you already, Zakatul Fitr, Sadaqatul Fitr, Zakat, you can't give non-Muslims. So if it is non-Muslim, you just give a normal charity, so that's fine. And that is any time of the year. And if she is a Muslim maid that's working for you and so forth, then if you know that you're paying her peanuts and so forth, and you know that she's really suffering, she can't make ends meet, you know, because she's got 5, 6, 7 children. So whatever the case might be, so then if you're giving her, her wages must be totally separate, and the fitrah must be totally separate. Why? Because when it comes to zakat and fitrah, it cannot be an exchange of services rendered or labor and so forth. Remember that. It must be lillah fillah, for the sake of Allah. Turiduna wajh Allah. So that is what is meant here. So we must. So you be the judge. You know what is the position and so forth. If you're paying a good wage and so forth, then you can't. You must remember that.
Mufti Saab, the last question with Sadaqatul Fitr. Can we send it overseas or is it better to give it locally?
Remember, in Islam, it's better to give it locally in normal circumstances. So we're emphasizing the word and underscoring the word normally. But if you have relatives in other countries, they're suffering in India, for example. Really, I'm not speaking of Mufatiyas now. Quickly, I tell you a story. You understand? 1995, December, I went to India. I went to our Gam, you understand? Where my great-grandfather and them and great-grandmother and them. And I took my wife to their village also. To Gam means village. So we went both and to see our roots. That's what I wanted to see. So I was visiting all the family, you know. Go here, go here. The way they will speak, they'll make you cry, you know. All actors, you see. All day they busy Hollywood. So they don't call it film, they call it picture. I asked them, why you don't have fridge, you got TV? He said, no, picture the pangi nario kape. You know, Mehmans say, picture the pangi nario kape. We have to see picture. The fridge we have, don't have, is not important. But see, now you see how the mind is working already. They're indoctrinated. So the one house I went, so he told me that this house is yours. I said, yeah, I know. Meaning mine, my great-grandfather and them. So he told me, this guy was staying there. Did you see, Jadam, me ache, when it's raining, then the water comes here right through. It seeps right inside. I said, how long you living here? He said, 20 years. I said, how much rental you paid? He said, nothing. Now, he didn't pay rental for 20 years. And then he tells me, I must fix it up. So I told him, I said, the 20 years past is maaf, and next 20 years is maaf. And if you tell me one more time that I must fix it up, me, I'll take you and hang you from this roof. Yeah. So this type of thing. Bunch of mufatiyas, you must remember this type of thing. They just want, give the whole time. You must remember? So, they won't fix it. They don't think that we're not paying rental, we're doing nothing, we got the house free of charge. You understand? Let us fix it. No, we must come and fix it. That is how it is. So remember the point I'm making. If you got family members, relatives, far and here and there, and they're really in dire straits, you must give them. You get double sabab. Ajru sadaqa wa ajru sila. You get the hadith. So you must remember, reward for charity, and you get for strengthening the family ties. Or, second mustasna, second exemption will be Gaza, and so forth. People are dying of famine and starvation. It's a man-made starvation that you must remember. You must never say, and you must never use the word, imminent famine, so famine and all that. So these are words the West uses. We must say the famine is in already. What imminent famine? People are dying and all these type of things. You see, that's when we cut and paste, and we must think things out. You must remember that. أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ أَفَلَا تَتَفَكَّرُونَ all that. So we mustn't use the words they use. We must use our words. We must say the starvation is already there, but it's man-made starvation. You see, like that. So now if you can get your money through to there, so that will be 100% better than giving here. So that's why you have to reiterate the word normal circumstances. It's better to give in your town and so forth and so on and so. 2-3 other issues before we go to Eid Salat and all that and Eid Day and whatever. So you must remember, one question comes. Monsieur, your wife is pregnant. You understand? Somebody, ABC's wife is pregnant. So Eid will come, she's still pregnant, she didn't give birth. So now you must remember that in a case like that, must you pay on behalf of the janin, on behalf of the hamal, the fetus, the question. So all 4 schools, you don't have to pay, but it is said mustahab to pay. It's good if you want to pay. Why? The dalil is Sayyidina Usman radiallahu ta'ala, and he used to pay, he had wives, you know. So you must remember, he used to pay on behalf of the unborn baby. You see that? So you must remember that. So it's not compulsory, but they'll say mustahab is good and all that. So one issue. Second issue, people became Muslim. Understood? So a person became Muslim. So when will Sadaqatul Fitr be compulsory upon him? Ma sababu hujubi Sadaqatul Fitr. What will be the reason and the cause for Sadaqatul Fitr to be compulsory imposed upon him? So we will say that the Shafi'is, Maliki, somebody say that night there, Eid Eve, he was Muslim, so you must remember that, so Sadaqatul Fitr will be compulsory upon him. Hanafi say that Fajr time, that Eid morning, if he was Muslim, then it will be compulsory. So after Eid Salat, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, Eid day, the person embraced Islam. So is there Sadaqatul Fitr on him? No, there isn't. Why? Because the suburb is finished, he's gone already. You understanding that? So these are also good issues to remember and so forth.
Coming to the topic of Eid, Mufti Sahib, when can we expect Eid?
So yeah, in South Africa already the charts are out and all this and all that. So 90% we'll say, 80 to 90% it'll be Thursday, a week today, you see. Although that possibility is there of Tuesday night sighting. You must remember that the moon is 17, 18 hours. But you know when you study, then they say that the moon will be very low and thus and all these type of things. So you can take it for granted Saudi Arabia will be Wednesday Eid. They are crazy, they can make Tuesday Eid also, you know. So because 29 days then. So that, but Wednesday will be Eid in Saudi, that's where it looks like, and 90% of the countries. But South Africa and Southern Africa, and that looks like to be mostly, it'll go for Thursday. So we are left 30 fast full, and this type of thing. Alhamdulillah. So we fast one more day, we get extra reward, and so forth, and so on.
Mufti Sahib, how do we perform Eid Salah? Normally we only give the information just before the Salah, and many people are confused.
So before you come to that, you must speak about, you must always go in sequence. So now we spoke about Sadaqatul Fitr, all that. So all of you, I urge all you listeners, so you must remember that you must, so all you listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, that pay your fitrah now, this week here, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, so you know it's done. Don't delay, and all. One day I was in Cape Town. One very senior person. Everybody knows him. So I said that we must pay our fitrah, and that he made like this. So I realized he didn't pay. So this type of things here. So I made Ishara, there's a box there, go put there, something like that. Say that. So anyway, so therefore we must remind one another that pay it now. So you know it's off your head or your responsibility. Anyone dies 40 rand, you understand? Look for excuse to pay more rather than look for excuse not to pay. You understood? So this type of thing. I told you that story in Newcastle, what happened, I'm sure I told you. This may be in 83 or 84 or somewhere around there. You understand? So I still remember the person also. You know, how many years now? 40 years ago. So that person came. He asked me how much fitrah. I told him 275 or something like that. You know, some funny figure. He said, what 275 in there? Take 5 rand each. So I called once. He said, come here. This mutter is giving. So he said 5 rand for himself, 5 rand for his wife and for his 2 children like that. You understand? So he gave 20 rand. I remember the words he said, no, let's round it off. You see? Very good. So he gave that. He was happy, I was happy, and the student is happy. He picked up that them 20 rand was a lot of money for them. Then after 1 week, 2 weeks, whatever the case might be, so he came again, he said, let's calculate my zakat. So now, I don't remember exact, I just make story. So your people, they like 786, you know, whole of them. So let's say it came to 1,786. You understand? So before he could say anything, I said, bhai, you know fitrah, what we did, we rounded it off. So why we don't round it off at 2,000 rand? He said, no. Let's round it off at 1,7 or even 1,5 or 1,6. So that is, you know what the example of this? This is kilabi taqwa. You know kilabi taqwa. So remember, this is our so-called taqwa and piety of the Muslim of today. You must remember that. That when a small amount, you say, no, round it off. You say, what, I'm a buzruk, I paid so much extra. When it comes to big amounts, then we think we're dealing with a tax man. We want to avoid and evade and discount and all these things. You see? Kalbun, one dog. Kilab, blur. So one day they asked Imam Abu Hanifa, is it in some books or something? How you know when a dog is baligh? If somebody have to ask you, you'll know the answer. So the puppy, you won't see it picking up his leg. A puppy don't pick up his leg. It just urinate. But once the dog becomes baligh, you'll see it lift up his leg. Understood? Now you know this dog is baligh. So this is Kitabul Amthal, book of examples, you know. So Kisine Puche Kuteku, somebody asked the dog, he said that, why when you urinate you pick up your leg? He said, no, take napak na ho jai. It mustn't become napak. The one leg must be. So the 3 legs become napak is all right, but the one leg mustn't become napak. So you call kilabi taqwa. You see, there's a dog's taqwa. You see, like that. So ours is like that also. That we'll do upside down things, but we'll still say we're good Muslims and we're muttaqi Muslims, we got taqwa and all that. So you got kilabi taqwa. So ours is like that. So let us start from there. Now Ramadan is finished. 29 days finished, 30 days finished, announcement made, moon sighted, whatever. Right. Now what? So that night there is what? Is, you must remember, Laylatul Ja'iza. Is the night of awards and rewards and prize giving. Now, if you look at Sahaba, this is a very, very big lesson for all of us. And go open Tirmidhi Sharif and you will find it there. So, you must remember our mother Siddiqa, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. She's a master of Quran, Sunnah, Fiqh, all that. But this one, she was just verifying. Is this right what I'm thinking? She asked Mustafa, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That those people, وَقُلُوبُهُمْ وَجِلَةٌ أَنَّهُمْ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ رَاجِعُونَ. that there are some people, their hearts are trembling and shivering, you know, and trembling and that, because they're going to return to Allah Ta'ala. That who are these people? Are they those people there? Hey, yes, noon, wa yasriqoon, and they committed major sins, stealing, fornication, adultery. Call an Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La, 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 ya bint Siddiq. No, no, no. That's not right. So, if you want the ayat, is in Surah 23, Surah Mu'minun, and verse number 60. So, it's easy reference, chapter 23, verse 60. Okay? So, then Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained, definitely giving you reference. The Master alayhi salam said, Yusalloon wa yasumoon wa yatasaddaqoon, that they are fasting, they are reading salat, they're giving charity, but wa yakhafoon, and they fearing. Fearing what? That will we be minal maqbooleen, all this ibadat we did and whatever, will we be registered among the maqbool, accepted ones, or minal matrudin, or the rejected ones, mardudin, the reject. So that is the tafsir of it. You see. Now Siddiqa Hazrat Aisha made, she thought it like that, but Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said no. It refers to this, not a'mal-e sayya, a'mal-e saliha you are doing. Good deeds, not the vices and so forth, and that you fear. So now we must teach our people from now already. We should be reading abundantly Surah 2, verse 127. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim. This hadith in Ibn Majah, his hadith is weak. But remember, if you look at all the hadith, or you look at, you must remember that, you know, there's one thought came to my mind, it's very nice, because you asked the question, so I'll just answer that also. And you must remember that if you look at Imam Shafi's work, Kitabul you will find reference there also. So we say, Laylatul Eidain, then two nights of Eidul Fitr and Eidul Adha, are also auspicious nights. So Nabi alayhi salam said that people who don't, you understand, get involved in vices and all that, so their hearts will not die. So meaning that on the day of justice and all. So man ahya laylatul eid and that. So lam yamut qalbuhu yawm al-qiyamah and that. So anyway, the hadith is weak, but it's acceptable in fadail. So it means that Allah will give them sukoon, peace, tranquility, even on the day of justice. You see that? That's the meaning. So you asked, you must remember, this is mentioned in Targhib wa Tarhib. You know about charity in the starting of something you asked. So now in Targhib wa Tarhib is mentioned that man fattara sa'iman. If you really gave a person who's very hungry, and you know he was really needy, maybe he didn't have one khajur also, one date also, to break his fast, and then you gave him, and you were the good Samaritan, like, you know, and you gave him. So dil se dua nikla, that person was elated, delighted. So what will happen to such a person when he went and he looked for such people, like Ghazza and that, you see? On Laylatul Qadr, in Targhib wa Targhib got it. Safahahu Jibreel alayhi salam Laylatul Qadri. Jibreel alayhi salam will come and make musafaha with him. Now, I don't mean Jibreel alayhi salam will come shake your hand and then literally. It means that even Jibreel will make dua for you. Don't understand? So imagine what it is. So great, great things there. So you got the first thing. So we say the two nights of Eid. So now Eid al-Fitr is big night, auspicious night. Second, we say it is Laylatul Ja'iza. Right? Then look at Quran. Surah 2, verse number 185. Allah is giving us what we should do. وَلِتُكْمِلُ الْعِدَّةِ. You complete the period, 29 days, 30 days. Then, وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ مَا هَدَاكُمْ. And you should start the takbir already at night. That is what the hadith says, the Quran says, hadith says, all that. So you must remember that. You see sahaba, tabi'in, they should say takbir loudly. So remember at night, that tomorrow is Eid Salat, Eid Day, from that night you read. And the hadith in Tabarani, زَيِّنُوا أَعْيَادَكُمْ بِالتَّكْبِيرِ. So say Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illa Allah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, walillahi alhamd. You see? So that is Maliki, Shafi, Hanbalis, all of them they say. Hanafis say that from Fajr time and that you say Takbir. But why you say takbir? Allah ma hadakum. Allah granted you the greatest gift which He conferred upon somebody, and He gave us the wealth of Iman, Islam, Hidayat, all that. You see? Now the question arises, according to Hanafis, must you say the takbir loudly or softly? So Sahibain, Imam Abu Yusuf, Imam Muhammad, our majority, they say loudly. So sometimes you see Hanafis making loudly, then you find the Maulana say, no. So we mustn't stop them, because there is permissibility in it. And majority scholars and Sahibain are saying that. It's like reading Asr, Salat, Badal, Mithlil, Awwal. You understand? Mm-hmm. So, like I told you 100 times when we used to go for Hajj and all that, so I used to make Jama'ah, and everybody used to know. I used to announce it, you understand? I say, anybody wants to make Jama'ah, come join us. You understand? So initially people were, then 90% used to join, you must know. I said that, they say Imam Hanifa. I say Imam Hanifa is one side, but everybody else is on the other side. Shafi'is, Malikis, Hanbalis, Imam of Hanifa's two students also against him on that masla. You understand? So there's nothing to make a big issue about it. So there's the flexibility is allowed, so you must remember that. So if somebody who follows the Hanafi school and he says takbir loudly, so on Eid day, Eid al-Fitr, for Eid al-Adha, everybody agrees. So for Eid al-Fitr, so it's not an issue. That is flexible. Al-Babu wasi'un, you know, that is the whole thing. So sometimes we don't know our own mazhab and then we object. That is our kamal. You understood? If you study fiqh al-Hanafi, you must remember Sahibain thus agreed. Ma'al ihtiram, with respect and honor for their beloved teacher, Imam Hanifa, on 1/3 of the masail approximately. Understand? But inna makhtalafu li ajli al-haq. They deferred for the sake of truth. They didn't defer in truth. Big difference between the two. And they didn't defer for personal reasons. You see? So that is. Okay, so that is now that's why. Now we gave our fitra, we cried to Allah, beg Allah that night, all these things there, and now is Eid Salat. So now you're going to read Eid Salat where? In the Musalla, you must go to Eidgah. Do you understand? Now where the Eidgah must be is long discussion, but today we consider all this is Eidgah. Now you got Eidgah here, you got Eidgah there, you got there. So it's all good and courage. Shawa Liyula wrote one nice jewel. Do you understand regarding this? See in Ramadan, it will resonate with people, it will make sense with people. You read Tahajjud Salat this morning because we are awake. It's not some Kamal or something. We are awake, you understand? There was no real sacrifice. We are awake for eating things. So read 2 rakat, 4 rakat, whatever. So we read. So when you read Tahajjud, you ignited one light, you see. Then you read your Fajr Salat, your Salat, you understand? First Salat. In your local masjid, in your local musalla. So that light, that radiance, that effulgence got bigger. You see? Then Jummah Salat, we went to the Jami Masjid. So that nur, that radiance got even bigger. Then we went for Eid Salat, we left the masajid to the open felt and open terrain. We went to the musalla, Eidgah. So what is that? Now the nur from the house went to the local masjid, to the Jami Masjid, and now to the open field. You see? And then, if once a year, if you are, mashallah, Allah give tawfiq, you are among the hujjaj, then it is the greatest assembly of humanity at one place. 1 million, 2 million, the greatest crowd was 4 million in 92. You must remember that, after the Gulf War. No quota, no nothing, people. We entered Arafat only 3 o'clock. Half the people couldn't enter. They entered late, 4, 5, 6 o'clock. Like that. But everybody's Hajj got done, you understand, inshallah. So anyway, the point I want to make is this. So what happens that you meet up there? So it started in your house and ended in Arafat. The nur went this way, this way, this way, right to Arafat. You got it? Sure. So that is the beauty of it. So now we must encourage people, like whenever, now I started something new from last year. People invite me this, they say no. So I don't want to make, I'll make Eid Salat where my family is. So last year I went to Balfour, Eid al-Fitr. Eid al-Adha, I went to Shepston, you see. So all this place we got. Now this year, inshallah, we're going there, Komatipur. So why? Because the Bhavatan will come in, then Malalan will come in, and then Komatipur will come in, you see. So then what will happen? So you must tell the people, read Takbir. You understand? Allah Akbar is fine, they read. We mustn't make these big issues. So if they read it, so you go Makkah, Madinah, they reading over the mics, they what you talking, you must be about that and all. So I asked one sheikh one day, he was a big sheikh, he gave me a wonderful kitab, you must write it down. Al-Salsabil fi Ma'rifati Dalil is one of the best books on Hanbali school, and then at the bottom we got notes of all Shafi's, Maliki's, Hanbalis. So, excellent. Al-Salsabil fi Ma'rifati Dalil by Sheikh Salih. Sheikh Salih Balehi. So, I used to sit in his lectures and all. So, one day, and then I used to ask him questions. He asked me one day, where you come from? I say, South Africa. He said, come with me. So, he took me there to his room and all these things there. He was from Riyadh. And he told me, take this kitab. So he gave me this kitab, 3 volumes it is. So I said, very good, I'm very happy. And they said, so then, one day we sat in together. No, on Eid day we met up. Just Allah's Qudrat. So I told him, Sheikh, this Takbir Jama'i, they call it. Takbir Jama'i. Everybody reading together. He said, are the liar Jews, are the bid'ah. So I told him, liar Jews, why you don't tell them? He said, whom Juhal? They say the ignorant people, you understand? So like that it is. So who can stop them now? Everybody reads. So anyway, people must read Takbir. Understand? Now you're going to give lecture. So very good, give lecture. And then after, there's no Adhan, there's no Iqamat. The method of reading each Salat. So remember, Shafi's, Maliki's, Hanbali's one side, and Hanafi's one side. So majority scholars say Allahu Akbar, and then 7 times Takbir. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, 7 times. And then you read Surah Fatiha, and then you read Surah. When you finish with that, then you make ruku, sajda as normal, you come up, and then 5 times you make. So 7 times in first rakah, and 5 times in first rakah, in both places you make it, remember how? Qabla qira'ah, before Surah Fatiha. Got it? So that is you'll find in the hadith and all this stuff. Hanafis got what the saying of Sahaba and all. Some Sahaba they say like that. So Hanafis say extra takbir are 3 and 3. So in the first rakat, Allahu Akbar, you read Subhanakallahumma. And then Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. 3 extra takbir. Then Surah Fatiha and Surah Ruku Sajda. Second rakat, you read Surah Fatiha, Surah. Then you say, Allah Akbar, how are the people going to ruku? No, you must teach them that you're going to make extra takbir 3, then you're going to go into ruku in the second rakat. So in the first rakat, the extra takbir is before Fatiha. And in the second rakat, it is after the Surah. You see? So that is. But there's no such thing that Hanafis must follow Hanafis only, or Shafis must follow Shafis. No. Imam is Hanafi, you follow him. Imam is Maliki, Hanbali, you follow him. Everybody must follow one another. Finish and done. Understand? That breaks the Dalil, you must remember, of, because some Imams, they say, is first and so forth. So you must remember that. So some Imams say, Sunnat. So, but anyway, on this issue, everybody agree, you must follow the Imam. Understood? So that is done. Then after the takbir, now you must write this down, you mawzaid, because sometimes we understand even Hanafi fiqh halfway. So you must remember after each salat, because salat is first, and then is khutbah, is opposite of Jummah. So, like myself, I read takbir loud, you understand, after each salat. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd. So you go open our Hanafi kitab, say written there, wala ba'sa bit takbir ba'da salat. It's day of Eid, by Quran is telling you wali tukabbirullah ala ma'adakum. Hadith is telling you zayyinu a'mala, zayyinu a'yadakum in takbir. Now you get one correct person, he'll tell you no. So, but there's your mutun are telling you that. That's a mutun masla that. You must remember. You got it? So you must read the takbir. You must remember that. Okay. And then you give your khutbah. Now there's a big masla amongst us. You understand? Our India and Pak and all that ulama. When must you make dua? Must you make the dua after the Eid Salat? Must you make the dua after the khutbah and so forth? If you go to Siratul Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi alayhi salam didn't make dua after the Salat. Nabi alayhi salatu salam didn't make dua after the khutbah. Nabi alayhi salatu salam made dua in the second khutbah. So, argue about this. The actual sunnah, we don't practice. You don't understand? We just read like parrot style one khutbah, you know. How upset I get nowadays. You know, because I make Jummah lecture. Like tomorrow I'll be in Sabri Masjid. So most of the time, unless they insist, then I may. So I just say, Imam Sahib will make the khutbah. They don't even use one sentence, like parrots, you know. They don't even use one sentence, Allahumma alayka bil Yahudi zalimin. You will think MBS, Murtad bin Shaitan, is running the show here. Yeah. They say, Allahumma Allahumma Sulil Islam. What they say, Allahumma alayka bi aduvika and all that. Aduvika. Words like that they will use. Adu and all that. So why you don't say Yahud? You understand what is prohibition or something? You understand what I'm saying? So we mustn't be parrot fashion. Now also we hear that they learned in madrasa that one kunut and nazir. Just read the definition. Nothing about Yahud, nothing about this, nothing. It's just arm words, you understand? So kunut is not something that you must follow that. You can use your own words also. So you must remember. So you must bring in the Yahud and this and that. Especially now, Eid day and all that is dua for the ummah. So that hadith when Nabi alayhi salam told the ladies they must come for Eid Salat and that, one reason was, وَيَشْهَدْنَا دَعْوَةَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Ladies coming, Eid guys haram. And yesterday one good news came. So one lady sent me a question. I gave the dalils all. So after about some time, then the message came, Eidgah cancelled for ladies. You understand? Ladies cannot attend. So I said, very good. At this one place we did some good deeds. You understand? They said, no ladies accommodation there and all this kind of thing.
Alhamdulillah.
Yeah. So that happened yesterday. So the point I want to make here is this. So we must practice that. And now you want to make dua after the Eid Salat. It's fine, no problem. But you can't say the sunnah. You must be very clear. And you see, if you make dua after the khutbah, there in Karachi and that, there was a very great alim. And Hazrat bin Nurian used to like him. Hazrat Mohana Yusuf Ludhianvi. We knew him very well. So he wrote in his fatwa that Aapke Masail and all in his book. So Arun Kahal. He wrote there, even if you make dua after this thing, the khutbah, the gunjayish here. So we will say like this, it's better you do it. I will say in light of Quran and Sunnah, it's better that you make the dua in the khutbah and finish in class. You understand? And if you want to make dua, then better you make dua after the salat. You understand? So that is what you do. Last point on Eid day, the hadith is there, Bayhaqi and Fathul Bari. On Eid day, say, Taqabbal Allah minna wa minkum. Even Nabi alayhi salam did it. It's hadith in Bayhaqi. And in Fathul Bari, Sahabas also did it. So that is sunnah, you see. Always look for what is the sunnah. So Eid Mubarak, all that people say, Jummah Mubarak is bidah. I ask them if it's bidah, then Eid Mubarak is what? So it's all permissible. If people make it compulsory, then it's different. So when we meet people, we say, Taqabbal Allah minna wa minkum. Okay, time is up now. So inshallah, we have to go for the news, inshallah.
Jazakumullah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, empowering the Ummah.